do you need? Part two. I guess I won't ask for a show of hands, but maybe you can answer in your own heart. When you came this morning, did you have a need? And did you share it with anyone? Or did you cry out to the Lord? We have a scripture and we're going to use it. It was used last Sunday in Philippians 4 and 6. It says to make your request known unto God. I was praying one morning this week, and that's how the Lord inspired this second little message. I was crying out to the Lord and saying, Lord, I need this. I need that. And I was being specific. Be specific. When you are asking for God to help you with your needs. We all have needs. We probably wake up every morning with a different set of needs, possibly. Things that we may face that day. Do you ever say in your prayer, Lord, I need you? I do. And we all need the Lord. There's so many things that God can supply. Oh, we could probably name a lot of those needs simply by recalling his name, the meaning of his name. We could relate to similar needs. Life has so many changes. Stages of life have needs that will pass away and will develop into something else in the next stage. And it will follow you and me all down through our life, and we will feel a need for God. In my daily life, and yours probably, do you ever feel a need for patience? We often may need patience. And so what do? We try to conjure it up. We try to make it happen. No, we cry out to the one that can help us be patient in tribulation. So we have to make our requests known unto God. 1 John 5, verses 14 through 15, parts of those verses. And this is the confidence we have toward him. Do you have confidence this morning?
Yes, thank
you. In the one that can supply your need? That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Oh, prayer is so important. One thing that I observed and listened to down through the years was how my brother-in-law, Leslie Busby, said that he would react as soon as his eyes were opened in the morning. Do we react as soon as we wake up, or are we trying to get another few minutes? To wake up and realize he's brought us through the night, that he took care of your need in the night. To respond to that need with thanksgiving, with a prayer, and then to say, Lord, this is a day that I have not lived before. I don't know what I'm going to need today, but you do. Does he know what you're going to need today or tomorrow? This thought came to me, and I've never really done it this way. But I feel a need to have an agreement of prayer for this message. So I'm going to ask us all to just be in agreement. I want to ask for my need this morning. Our gracious Lord, our Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves before Thee and acknowledge that Thou art our God and can supply all of our needs according to Your riches and glory. And we count You, Father, a rich God, fully able and capable of supplying what we each one need here today. Whatever we have awakened to and recognize our need, You're able to supply it. The scriptures that we used even last Sunday was that You could do abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And we want to use that in the little message this morning. So we're asking, Father, we feel a need of Your Holy Spirit to come and minister in Your Word and by Your Spirit and give the anointing and let Your Word sink down into our hearts and minds. And Lord, if anyone is here, if we are troubled in our mind, we need to be delivered from the distractions of the enemy. And we pray against the works of the devil. And we ask that You will lift up a standard. You said when the enemy comes in like a flood, that You would lift up a standard against him. That is a need. And we pray, Father, that You will bless the service today by Your holy presence and anointing of Your Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. I read this following little statement. I felt like it had merit. Felt like that it would fit in the little thought today. It said, when anything burdens us, we must ease our minds by prayer. You ever have any trouble in your mind? Ever have any mind battles? Well, go to prayer. Or when the way becomes difficult, we must seek direction and support. Why? Because I have a need. Can you supply your needs? Oh, you say, I can. I can go to my job. I can get a paycheck. I can go to the store. I can buy what we need. And so there's a lot of things that we can do and supply our own personal needs. I mean, God has allowed us to be independent, able to take care of myself to a degree. But there are certain needs You cannot help yourself. So we have to go to Him and ask for the direction and the support. And we must include all of this with thanksgiving. In your needs, look back at all of the needs that God has supplied for you, that has met you in your personal spiritual needs. There's a difference here in my physical needs, temporal needs, earthly needs. Oh, I want to tell you, and God has been merciful to a lot of people who had temporal needs, could not supply. I believe it was Elisha, and he came and he found a woman, and he said, what can I do for you? I want to tell you something. God is asking you that question today. What can I do for you? And I used it last Sunday when Jesus said to the blind man, he said, what can I do for you? He knew what he needed. He needed his eyesight, that I might see. I think that maybe not every time we are fully aware of what we need, but this particular widow woman and her sons were going to be sold to cover the debts of her husband. And she answered, she knew what she needed. And there was an answer. And God supplied her need. He wants to supply our needs today. Thank the Lord. So we must not only ask for what we... Oh, I said something last time that might have... But I still think it fits. We must ask for what we want. Did you know it's a synonym for need? Sometimes you just have a desire. And I think we used that scripture last Sunday too, that He will give us the desire of our heart if we do what? Please Him. He's looking for ways to make life better for you, happier for you, more victorious, don't you think? Yeah. But we also not only use the word want along with needs, but desires. And then we used a portion of a song that He will even grant our wishes. Oh, some people might not think God is concerned with what you wish might happen. It's connected with our needs. Maybe we have burdens, as this little article first started out, for someone in our family. That's a special need. And we can only take it to the Lord and leave it there. But He wants us to acknowledge that God's provision, the ability to supply, He can give it. I'm going to speak more in the terms of spiritual needs or desires. And I want to take a little different dimension in comparison to personal and temporal desires and wishes. Those can be sort of in our humanity. But when you came this morning, I said a little bit ago, probably each one came with a need. Maybe it wasn't just formed in your mind or recognized the need. Possibly we weren't just fully aware of it this morning. But I'd like for us to consider the aspect of all needs and wants and desires, and again, even the wishes. That's my thought. But a spiritual need is something essential for a spiritual growth. It is realizing something lacking to go forward. Maybe we have analyzed a little bit and we find we're a little bit cool, lukewarm, and we need God to help us to be hot. He said, I'd rather that you be hot or cold. You at least know where you are. But to be lukewarm is a dangerous state. And when we realize it, we need to go to the one that can help us. We have not the ability to be hot in ourselves. But God is the one that can help us. Thank the Lord. So the core scripture that we want to have is, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Then we have 1 Timothy 6:18, and this is from a slightly different translation. It says, set your hopes on God, who richly provides us everything. Do we count our blessings every day? Do we look back and remember all that the Lord has done? Do we enumerate the things that God does for us over and over? I do. It's good to remind ourselves of what God has done for us in our needs. Matthew 6 and 8 says, your Father knoweth what things ye have need before you ask. Do you ever stop and think about that? Or do you just think you're the only one that's aware of your needs? But he's looking down. You know what the scripture says. He's a discerner of our thoughts and the intentions of our heart. And he just simply knows before we ask. And yet he says, I want you to ask. I don't want you to presume upon my riches. One scripture says that. Don't presume that just because God knows your need, that you don't have any more to do with it. Take the time to go before God and say, Lord, I need this today. I need that. Be very specific and tell him all that you need. Make your request known unto God. Prayer is so very important. It is our avenue for our needs. to be met. Matthew 5, 2 through 3, it says, he opened his mouth and he taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit. The other interpretation for that could be this: blessed are those who don't feel self-sufficient. We are not spiritual beings to make heaven on our own, with no assistance, no help. We are not self-sufficient. Who is independent for help? Or dependent? Are you dependent or independent? Oh, I can get through this. I can fight this battle. I remember. And I've testified about it here before. Coming before the Lord after Monarch 1 year, when my need was not met. Monarch was always my new year. And I was praying, and the Lord put these words in my mouth. Search me and try me and see if there be a wicked way in me. And a chill went over my body. I knew I was asking for something hard. But I felt the pleasure of the Lord if I would willingly pray that way and submit myself in that way. And so every time I prayed, I asked for him to try me. And in time, the trying started. And you know what my first thought was? Oh, I can bear this. I found I needed the Lord to go through a battle that lasted a long time. And he met me. And he was the one that took me through and out into a wealthy place. It was not me gritting my teeth and saying, I can take this. When you face your battles, recognize you need God. So it goes on and it says, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. If you're poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And this is how I have it written down in my Bible. All that heaven stands for will be at your disposal. You believe that? Do you believe that when he said that according to his riches and glory that there is sufficient grace and help in time of need? It's there. God has all of the supply, all that heaven stands for, it will be at your disposal. There's a reference scripture in Isaiah 66 and 2, and it says, to this man will I look, even to him that is poor, that recognizes, I can't do this, I can't fight this battle alone. I must have God. I need God to help me through this battle. So he looks at the one that is saying he is poor and of a contrite spirit and that trembleth at his word. So there is a saying that is common in the world: God helps those who helps themselves. Is that a true statement? Is that in the Bible? It is not. When I was in the hospital bed on my back, my neighbor across the street, his name is Alan, he came over to visit, and he talked a little rough. He says, "Maxine," I've told you all this before, "I'm speaking from the choir." He says, "God helps those who can't help themselves." I said, "You know, Alan, you're saying it just right. You can have great needs and you really can't help yourself. You can't bring yourself out into a wealthy place, but He can. He can bring us out of our needs."
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. So, there's a scripture that's familiar to us all. It says for us to seek first something. Seek first the kingdom of God and for heaven and His righteousness. And then all of these needs or wants or desires, or if we're seeking after the heavenly things, the things above, it says all of these things will be added. Can we expect it? Can our expectations be in God above all others? Now, I'm going to say we need each other. And the song says it. I need you. You need me. The power of agreement of prayer is, what shall I say? It's not demonstrated any other way except through the action of it. Believe in agreement of prayer, sharing when we need an answer. Matthew 6 and 33 says, "Seek first the kingdom of God." Oh, I've quoted that already. And then there's another scripture that says, "Seek the things above." It says, not for us to seek after the things of the earth. In short, we're setting our minds on things above if we're seeking after the things above. We're seeking after eternal things. We're looking away from the earthly and temporal things. So in closing, I want to read Philippians, the fourth chapter. And I want to start reading let me find it here now. 11 through 14. Okay, starting at verse 11, it says, "Not that I speak in respect of want." I'm not speaking now in respect to what I need. "For I have learned in whatever state I am, therewith to be content." Now, this is another side of the coin. Recognize our needs and that God is the one that can help us with our needs. But He speaks about us In the next verse, I know how to be abased. And I know how to abound. That's quite a contrast, isn't it? There's going to be times in our needs we're going to be pretty low. God is able to keep us in our low estate. There's going to be times that we are going to abound. And it says, everywhere, in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry. Life is going to be varied. It's going to have different needs. It's going to have different times where I am abased and where I might be abounding. And yet it says, I'm going to be in both full and I'm going to be hungry, and I'm both to abound and to suffer needs. You may have to endure for a while. Yes. Don't give up. Don't give up if you don't get an answer right away. Wait on the Lord. He tells us in many places that we are to wait on Him. Sometimes God's waiting on us. He's waiting on us to learn our lessons, or to learn even this place, that I can learn to suffer a little bit. Oh, I want to tell you, there is a great grace for those who are willing to put their hand in the hand of God when they're suffering. And when He comes and meets our needs, you will not experience a richer blessing. Oh, thank the Lord, He is able. I can do all things through Christ that supplies my needs or strengthens me, the scripture says here. Oh, we have so much to thank the Lord for. So you came this morning. What did you need? I dare to say it might be something different than last Sunday. You probably met some needs throughout the week. I'm thinking of some of the things that we pray for here in the congregation at prayer request time, especially on Wednesday night. Somebody needed a car recently. Did God supply the need? Oh, let's not forget these things, that He's able. He's able to do abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Don't lose that scripture. Believe it. You need it. Thank the Lord. I want to tell you that the Lord has supplied my physical needs as never before in my life. Has it been easy? No, but He's proven Himself, and that's what God is wanting to do to each one of us. He wants to prove His great mercy and goodness. He is a good God. And, you know, we sing that song often here in the congregation. God is so good. God is so good. Put your hand in the hand of God. If you look back, if you must look back, look at the victories. Don't look at the failures. Look at those places where God met your need. Let it rejoice your heart. Let it encourage us. Let it minister to us. He will supply my needs tomorrow. Will he? I believe he will. The scripture says, and was in our Sunday school, he hasn't changed. He will not change. He will be the same. Thank the Lord. I want to tell you, there are times that I go before the Lord and I look back at specific things that the Lord has done for me, and I just say it over and over, Lord, I cannot thank you enough. And I thank you again and again. The Lord will help us. So what is your need this morning? Take it to the Lord and leave it there. Pray for me.